conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Alan Pierce, Jeremy Dente, and Domingo Candelas. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps in honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world. We present this rendition of our national anthem. And now, let's meet the starting lineups first. For the Hawks from Holy Names, as announced by head coach Omar Sanchez. At one guard, number two, Joshua Crum. The other guard is number four, Blake Watkins. At one forward, number 15, Zachary Young. The other forward, number 20, Reese Weibel. And at center number 10, Zachary Rauer. And now, let's meet the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. As announced by Coach Booker T. Harris and his staff, Rich Mendoza, Kirk Bong, and Dominique Taplin. At one guard, a junior from Tokyo, Japan, number 21, Ryo Kawatari. The other guard is a senior from Yuba City, California, number 30, Matt Hayes. At one forward, a sophomore from Carson, California, number 3, Reverend Maduakor. The other forward is a 6'6 junior from Chino, California, 23, Josh Ramirez. And the man in the middle, a senior all the way from Stockholm, Sweden, 33, Carl Orner. And the one person who gets it done every single night, Joanna D'Amato.
Joanna D'Amato, of course, the team manager. This is her first season. Welcome, everybody. Men's game, 20 minutes overhead. Horn and Gillis together again on this broadcast of Penguin basketball. Hey, shout out to Taylor Andreozzi, one of our exemplary broadcasting students listening up in Washington. I think she's in Seattle, but she just texted me between games. So nice that the students are listening. Of course students are listening. We had 390 listeners to the game two nights ago. So I suspect that those are quite a few students who are, of course the students are on break now. So they're all packing up and getting ready to come back to campus because classes resume on the 19th. So welcome to all the DUs listening worldwide. Here we go. Ornair is in the middle, and he's wrapped up in there with Zachary Young. And Ornair gets the tip out. We're underway. Tawatari has it, and he brings it across midcourt to Hayes over on the right side. Okay. 19:48, the clock rolls, and Reverend has it batted away on the way up by Zachary Rauer. Rauer, a 6'9" freshman out of Beaver Creek, Ohio. And Names tips it out on the other way to Joshua Crum, right side. He floats in down the lane and draws a whistle with 19:35 to go. So Maduakor picks up the first foul of the night for the DUs. And this will put Young on the line. Zach Young, a 6'7 freshman out of Brisbane, Australia. On the way, and it's deep. No score yet, 19:35 to go. Penguins in this one come in 2-2 in conference play against Holy Names 2-3. So it should be a pretty good one. Second one is good. And it's 1-0. Booker T. Harris going with the pinstripe. Sport jacket still on. Sitting right next to me. 19:24 to go. Madua Core gets it into the middle. And they're working around outside. Ramirez to Ornair into the corner. Tawatari three ball. Yes! Tawatari knocks down a three of the first points of the night for the Penguins. 3-1, 19:05 to go. Top of the key, Weibel. Weibel to Crum on the right corner. Now they move it back over to Watkins. Tawatari with some heavy D. Ramirez, oh brother, how many steps can you take? Zachary Young walks in. I thought he walked with it. Looked like he took a lot of steps there, G2.
Yeah, three or four.
18:42, apparently not. Just looked like it. 18:40 to go, it's three up. Ramirez down low to Carl, all alone, window. Oh brother, in and out from 1 foot away. I cannot believe that. There must be too much air in the ball. Rejection on Juan de la Cruz. Check it with Josh Crum. The Reverend takes it up himself and airmails it from close range as he drifted into the lane. I think these guys are a little excited to get going. Rauer lumbers across midcourt. The 6'9", 225 freshman. He's got those pink shoes on. Tawatari now picks it up after the Ornair rebound and brings it up. Three apiece, 18 minutes to go in the first half. Tawatari to Ornair and Matt Hayes in the corner. Hayes not shot yet. Ramirez top of the key. Now back over to Tawatari. Drives in. Right side, no looks. Hayes down low. Up off the glass. Too much window. Rebound names. Crum brings it up. Crum all alone. Crum up and under. Good. That was actually Zachary Young. Crum wiped it. No, it was Crum. Oh, I got Young and Crum mixed up. That would not be easy to do. 5-3, Hawks lead, 17:25. Hayes has the top of the key. Ramirez sets a screen. Oh, Ornair thought three, didn't take the shot. Had a clean look. Now he's on his way with eight over the shot clock, and he wipes it in off the window. Ornair ties the game at five, 17:10. Penguins on D. Josh Crum brings it across from our left to right here on Media Row. Crum, top of the key, moves it outside and is stripped away by Matt Hayes. Hayes stole it away and then whistles.
Ball started rolling out of bounds. Tawatari tried to save it, just couldn't get there in time.
Zachary Rauer to the bench and Jonathan Cortez, a 6'6 junior out of Kudahai, California. Isn't that your hometown, Graham? Kudahai. 16:54 to go. No, it's not his hometown, folks. Five up. Penguins now on defense, drifting into the lane. Left, then right, then left. Zachary Young turns and spins one around Ramirez and scores the deuce. 7-5. 16:40 to go. Kaduhi. Kaduhi? I haven't even heard of it. Now Rio drives it. The Penguins, everything, there's too much mustard on every shot, as if the Penguins are a little too jacked. I know it's a big game, but if they just got to contain things. Long three, left wing, Blake Watkins, good. 10-5, the Penguins trail with 16:15 to go. No time to panic. There's Hayes to Ramirez, too much glass again. He fed him perfectly, it was just too much window. Coming up on 16 minutes, it pops out of bounds. Booker calls into Madua Core, calls out the play. Madua Core holds a hand up to the ear. What'd you say? Booker repeated himself. Now he looks over to coaches. Mendoza's looking pretty fierce over here. Pretty intense inside of 16 minutes. Long three ball goes off by Crum. Penguins can't. Penguins get the rebound. Ramirez backs up. Madua Core now out on the left wing. Back over to Josh down low. Top of the key, Ornair to Tawatari. Out on the right wing, back to Rev. Top of the key, 13 on the shot. Tawatari calls out the play, 10 on the shot. He drives in, back outside. Ornair, three ball straight away. Oh, air ball. Matt had it for a second. Check it, that was Ramirez. Matt had it for a second, but it got away from him. Seth Turner prepares to enter the game for the first time tonight. Blake Watkins on the right corner, coming up on 15 minutes. Soft jumper, very close range by Reese Weibel is short, and it goes out off of one of the DUs. Media timeout, 15:09 to go. Wow, crazy start here, Graham.
Yeah, a lot of action. Dominican up to a great start, and then just the Hawks just came back, and now they're up by 5 points.
Radio.dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Division II NC2A basketball. We're back after these messages.
Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know. The Forest Meadows Amphitheater is located past the Conlon Recreation Center, encircled by the tennis courts and Kennelly Field. It is currently being used by the Marin Shakespeare Company to host the Shakespeare Festival in the fall. They have used this amphitheater since 1967. This location was used to hold a university's commencement ceremony up until 2012. This has been DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, brought.
And we're back, everybody. 15:09 to go in this one. In the first half of this one, I should say. Not in this one. So far, Josh Crum is 1-for-4, 0-for-1 outside. Blake Watkins, 1-for-2 field, 1-for-1 outside. Zach Young, 2-for-2, and 50% off the free throw line. Meanwhile, the good old DU's Ornair is 1-for-2 indoors. Reverend, 0-for-2. Rio, 1-for-1, and 1-for-1 outside. And Ramirez, 0-for-4. Penguins have the ball, and Seth Turner has entered the game. Matt Hayes, left side, 3-ball on the way. No, a little bit deep, 14:55 to go. 10-5 in favor of the visiting Hawks from Holy Names. And the Penguins are on defense. Just off to our right here on Media Row as we sit on Media Row on the eastern wall of the Conlon Center. Driving in from the right side, full steam with Zachary Young, and a foul is committed by Maduakor. No, it was on Matt Hayes, pardon me. So for the Penguins, Russell Davis and Christopher Schwartz Edmiston will come onto the floor for the first time tonight for both men as Reverend and Matt Hayes head to the bench. The first free throw by Zach Young is good. The three-point play completed, 13-5, 14:37 to go. Penguins now bring it up. Tauatari across the big D right in the middle of the Conlon Center. 26 on the shot clock, and Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, his first time handling the ball tonight in the right corner. Gets it over to Davis, and now Ornair falls into Zachary Young. In fact, it was not Ornair who fell into him, it was on Seth. So Turner falls into him and causes the foul. 13-5, 14:21 to go. Squeegees on the floor, Graham. Penguins, something's going on here. The Penguins are getting good looks and getting good shots off, but nothing's hitting the mark.
Well, and that's why their team is very deep with Schwartz Edmiston and Taylor coming off the bench. Schwartz Edmiston is a great player, and he can make an impact.
You know, as a senior, Edmiston has just gotten better all 4 years, but when we first got him, he was the highest scoring high school player when he came here as a freshman in the state. And he's just gotten better. Well, he's gotten bigger. He's a big guy, 14:05, and now a senior. And the Penguins get the ball on the turnover, 13-5. Penguins trail, Edmiston has it. And if Edmiston can get cruising, everything will be fine. Same with Ornair, who sets a screen for Tauatari. Now Edmiston, who drives in softly, So Christopher Schwartz Edmiston drives in from the top of the lane and softs one in there. It kind of bit on the back of the rim and just softed back through the hoop. 13-7, Penguins creeping closer. Josh Crum's got it top of the key. Gets it right side to Young. Now to Crum on the give and go. Now baseline. Seth sets it and tipped out of bounds by Jonathan Cortez, a 6'6 junior.
Cortez out of Kudahy. Kudahy. £230. Kudahy. Penguins now on defense. They get it out to Cortez, who does fire. So the 230-pound 6'6 junior out of Kudahy knocks down a beauty from out on the right wing. A solid deuce. 15-7, 13 minutes to go. Ornair's got it out on the right wing now. Tawatari, oh, he slipped a little bit, but was able to regain the handle. Edmiston to Ornair, down low. Dump out, Tawatari, three ball left side. Yes! Tawatari from the left corner. 15-10. Penguins hanging tough. Crum comes up, tells his guys to settle down. Hawks in their road blacks with the stripes down the side. Driving in is Cortez and a whistle.
Seth Turner drew the charge, I believe, on that play.
Cortez picks up his first against Seth with 12 and a half to go. It'll be Penguin ball, and that's exactly what the D's need.
Yeah, that's a great play by Seth Turner. He set his feet and just took the charge.
Take the charge and get the turnover, and that's what the Penguins need. No matching baskets. Let's establish some control here and figure out what's going on. DU's have brought in Quentin Mendoza for the first minutes tonight. Going in very hard is Ramirez, who spins, fires, and is fouled. Cortez picks up his second in the last 20 seconds. So Cortez had that nice long two ball out on the right wing and then subsequently picked up a pair very quickly. And the first free throw is good. Ramirez, a 6'6" junior out of Chino, weighing at 200 pounds. Cortez back to the bench. Rauer re-enters. 12:14 to go. The Penguins by four. Check it, down by four. Now it's three. 15-12. Crum, the 5'11 senior, brings it up straight out of Bishop O'Dowd. Crum, left side. Local guy to Blake Watkins. Watkins has Mendoza just plastered in his face. Long deuce by Crum in the corner, no. Mendoza brings it up. Coach says slow it down. They give it off to Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, who glances it off high off the window to make it 15-14, Edmiston for two. Terreno Wynn has come in, the 6'1 senior out of Anaheim Hills. 11 and a half to go, the Penguins down by only one now. Crum's got it way out on the left wing, he's not thinking about it. Davis is in his face. Crum picks up the screen from Rauer, now back out, left side, long three by Watkins, good. 18-14, Watkins from 22. 11-10 to go, fans. Penguin men with the ball. Schwartz Edmiston is able to get it to Ramirez, who drives in, kick out. Mendoza nothing. Edmiston goes hard to the hoop, left side. Now to Davis, who's down low. Nine on the shot clock, eight, seven. Davis forces the issue up and under, and I think he's fouled. And I believe it'll be on Zach Rauer, but we won't know till we come back. There's a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. We'll be right back. Girls, we
run this mother. Yeah. DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know that Dominican University was founded in 1890 by the Dominican Sisters, and in 1917, Dominican University became the first Catholic college in California to grant the bachelor's degree to women. It's independent. In 1971, Dominican became fully coeducational. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio.
Diu, did you know that Dominican University was founded in 1890 by the Dominican?
Yes, it was. 1890. That's when Dominican was founded, Graham. Currently, it's 2016. January 7th, to be exact. And so far, the Penguins are down by four with 10:52 to go in the first half. Ornaire, 1-for-2 still. Mudokor, 0-for-2. Tawatari, though, is 2-for-2 indoors and 2-for-2 outdoors. He's kind of got a hot hand going here. And Schwartz Edmiston, 2-for-2 indoors. So those two guys are on fire, and I wouldn't doubt that Booker would probably get them more involved in the plays. 10:50 to go. Edmiston, three ball. Oh, and it bounced off the rim, straight up. Straight up beyond the top of the backboard and fell. 18-17, and that's Edmiston for you. He's got a little bit of luck going there in his game as well. And I don't know if it's just great players create their own luck, because he's done it for 4 years. I sat here and watched his entire career.
It's that soft touch of a great shooter, and it just bounces right off the rim and lands right in the hoop.
You know what? You may be exactly right. Maybe just the soft touch of a great shooter, because he came in as a freshman, a great shooter, and he's never let up. Subsequent to the other end, firing off was Terreno Wynn. And Terreno Wynn just fired an air ball from the free throw line. Airballed it from the, you don't see that too often. Not at this level.
No, you don't.
And the next one goes down. So Terreno Wynn was able to get the second one to fall. It's got to be tough, you know, when you throw a free throw up and you airball it, you airmail it, and then to stand there and do it again. But he was able to get it together and score the second one. So good for him. 19-17, 10-18 to go. Edmiston with that soft touch. Oh, he drives to the bucket and absolutely stepped around Josh Crum and deked Crum. Crum almost fell into the Hawks bench. He deked him so hard. And then he got up and around and was able to score the deuce. 19 up.
That's as we were saying, Stu. Schwartz Edmiston made a great impact.
Julian Clark from the right baseline. And they want a change on the shot clock. 9:52 to go. Into the Hawks lineup, number 12, Ryan Herrera. 21-19, and they have an official timeout to reset the shot clock. Josh Armstrong enters the game. Coach calls out play number two to Mendoza, the point guard. To Edmiston on the right side. Now back to Davis at the top. Now indoors, Davis takes it himself. Oh, he had a clean look and got a little short. Couldn't get the shot off. 21-19, 9.5 to go. Crum brings it up across the timeline. Crum to Wynn in the corner. Wynn way out there. Now drives in. Wynn has Edmiston plastered to an up and under. The great left-handed hook shot. Oh, that was so good. I cannot believe Wynn is the same guy who airmailed one from the free throw line a couple minutes ago and then makes that incredible play like it was nothing. Penguins down by four now with 9 minutes to go.
Maybe that was his whole strategy.
Armstrong to Schwartz Edmiston on the right wing. Chris drives in. Chris backs up. Chris backs up and buries the deuce. 23-21. How about that? 8:45 to go. Edmiston is absolutely cranking him out now. But just one incredible play after another. Ball goes loose into the Penguin bench. Hayes and Mudokor back in. Davis and Mendoza back to the bench to take a break. 8:40 to go. Weeble will bring it in. He gets it over to Julian Clark at the top of the key. I don't know what color those shoes are. It's not pink and it's not red and it's not orange. It's something. It's one or the other. Well, no, it's not any of them. It's a combo of all. Crum's got it with a black uniform with a gray trim. Mudokor just swiping everything away and breaks up the play. Taken down by Armstrong. Reverend has it. Goes right, goes left, off the window. No, not enough. Gets his own rebound, stripped away. And a foul by Ryan Herrera. Herrera, the 6'8 freshman out of Chino Hills.
This is a good thing the Penguins have going right now. They have two guards in at one time, and then they just flop out two other good ones who are just as good as the last ones.
You're right. The Penguins have some depth this year, which is nice to see. Maduakor on the line. Chance to tie it. Penguins. Conlon center falls silent, and the first one is very deep.
And they're able to give Tawatari a break now. He's such an impact player, and they can just give him a break and let these guys do their thing and then bring him back in.
That's a very good call. It's nice to be able to rotate Tawatari out and give him a break once in a while. Second one by Reverend is good. 23-22. Penguins trail 8-14 to go in the first half. Crum brings it up. And now Tereno Wynn drives in and has it stripped away. Just all ball from the side by Ramirez. Diving is Matt Hayes. Oh, man. Hayes goes all out to break up the play. And there's a media timeout. And Matt Hayes has got to get a breather. I got to get a breather just watching that play. The way he went diving into the first row of the grandstand to save the ball. 23-22, 7:57 to go. You're listening to NC2A basketball, Division II ball on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio broadcasting live from Dominican University of California.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, Dominican University of California is ranked as one of the top 25 most beautiful campuses in California by collegesincalifornia.net. With a mixture of Mediterranean and Victorian style buildings, the campus located in San Rafael, California occupies 80 acres with over 220 different species of trees, creating a breathtaking woodsy environment. DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Christopher Schwartz Edmiston is 5 for 5 from the field. And perfect outside the arc, 1 for 1. Tawatari, 2 for 2 field, 2 for 2 arc. So as you mentioned, Graham, those are your two guys. It seems like that Booker's going to want to set the plays to, at least for the immediate future. And we'll find out if that's the case. But I wouldn't be surprised. And as I say that, Tawatari has still not come out on the floor, although Edmiston is out there. 7:57 to go, and it's going to be Hawks ball on the far sideline. And for some reason, the referees are taking a little extra time to get things going. And now we're underway as the whistles are blown. Clock rolls, here we go. Crum brings it in, and he's in the face of Reverend. He goes to the right, he goes to the left. Now a long two by Weeble, gets his own rebound. Long shots create long rebounds, as the great Bill Tressler used to say. Bill Tressler coached the men's team back about 10 or 11 years ago, Hall of Fame member here at Dominican. Shot on goal from the baseline, wow, by Blake Watkins, no good. The Penguins come down with it, and Watkins is left sitting under the bucket, all alone. The other nine guys get to the other end very quickly. And Watkins picks up and goes. Oh, the give and go to Ramirez down low and whistles, and Ramirez cannot get it to fall. 7:18 to go. The Penguins trail by only one now. And the foul is committed by Watkins.
That's a good play by Josh Ramirez. He stayed with the ball, lost it, picked it up again, and went back up. That's a great play.
Penguins trail by one, 7:18 to go. Ramirez on the line. To tie? Yes, he rattles it in. It was a little bit short, but he got a favorable kick. Game tied at 23, and for the first time, the Penguins could go ahead. Not to mention, he is number 23, and he missed it. 23 missed the free throw, and it's 23 up. Very quickly, Crum runs to the other end and from the free throw line attacks for a deuce straight away. 25-23, the Penguins trail again. Edmiston. Penguins got to stop matching baskets. They need to score and then create turnovers. Edmondson's got it, top of the key. Good fake to the left, goes right. Instead, kicks over to the left, Armstrong. Takes it in himself, and he walked with it. Nope, he fouled on the way up. Armstrong must have charged in, and that gives the Hawks the ball. So that's the first on Armstrong. Only Muduakor has more than one, and he's got a pair for the Penguins. Penguins on D now. Crum has it again, three ball. Oh, brother. Nope, long two. So Crum just scored the last two baskets from approximately the same distance. And the Penguins might need to consider adjusting because Crum from 15 feet is wicked. 27-23, 6:15 to go. Armstrong out on the wing. Armstrong close range. Ramirez to Matt Hayes, three ball in and out. Zach Young comes up with a nice rebound and Watkins has it from the right wing. Missed it, falling away. Armstrong with a rebound, takes it to the other end. Reverend on the right side, pounding his way in. Too much window, whistles.
Getting a lot of points out of free throws here. This could be good for the Penguins.
Zach Young picks up his first personal, and he goes over for a quick word with Omar Sanchez, the coach, the head coach of Holy Names. Of course, for those of you who remember the NAIA days, Omar Sanchez was one of the best two guards in the league. Sanchez was a threat everywhere he went, and of course he played for Holy Names back in the day when the Penguin men were going through their championship years of the NAIA, and Omar Sanchez was one of the huge hurdles the Penguins had to get over. Rev to the line, and he makes the first one. 27-24, and they're both good. Now it's a two-point ball game. 27-25 inside of 6 minutes in the first half. Ornera and Tauatari get ready to come back. Clock rolls at 5:45. Crum has it down low. Shot on goal by Zach Young, and Ramirez with a big rejection.
I think Booker T. Harris saw that Josh Crum was starting to heat up, and that's why he brought in Tauatari to shut him down.
5:40 to go. Ornera and Tauatari re-enter with Hayes and Ramirez and Muduakor. Crum's got it on the right side. Muduakor's in his face. Crum stutter steps around, gets around Ornera easily. That was too easy. 29-25, 5:30 to go as Crum is doing it all now. Ramirez top of the key to Muduakor. Right side, Reverend drives in, backs in. Ornera thinks three, walked with it. As soon as he got it, he stutter-stepped. You got to make the decision before you catch the ball, 29-25, and get going. It's as if you need to start the move before the ball actually stops moving in your hands. And he grabbed it and just stutter-stepped ever so slightly. For those of you watching worldwide on the Stretch Network, and those of you watching in Sweden, in fact, on the Stretch Network, probably didn't even see it. It was so slight. Shot on goal right side, Crum. He finally missed one. Very short, Hayes comes down with it. Hayes across the middle, throws it away. And the Hawks get it back. Hayes intended for Muduakor, and Rev didn't see it coming until it was way too late. Edmondson's back in there with Ornera and Ramirez, Tauatari and Rev. Weeble will bring it in to Josh Crum. Inside of 5 minutes, Crum left side. Crum to Terreno Wynn. Wynn's got the leggings all the way up. Oh, he almost threw it away, but somehow Young gets a handle on it. Up against Ornera, hook shot, close range, good from 6 feet. 31-25, four and a half to go, Tauatari. Over to Carl. And now Rev's got it way out on the right wing. Way too much. Edmondson, left side. Now Ornera. Ornera, one bounce and kick over to Tauatari in the corner, Chris. 4:12 to go, 12 on the shot clock. Rio, left side, three ball. Ornera on the way, deep. Rebound, Young. Oh, he tipped it out, but somehow Zach Young came up with it. Crum brings it up. Crum Oh, Crum had a clean look in the lane, but didn't take it. Crum has it again after the pass off to Watkins, and he walks with it.
That's a good call.
You see, Crum stutter-stepped ever so slightly. Media timeout. NC2A Division II basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Horn and Gillis with you right here on Penguin Radio. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, the Alemany Library at Dominican University is named in honor of Archbishop Joseph Alemany. He was the first Archbishop of San Francisco and brought the Dominican Sisters to California from Fanjo, France. The library opened in 1963 and in 1964 was one of seven libraries to be recognized by the American Institute of Library Buildings for its architecture. Also, from an aerial view, the library is in the shape of a cross. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
3:55 to go, everybody. 31-25 in the first half of the men's game. Ornair is 1-for-3, 0-for-1 outside. Tawatari has not shot since coming back in. So he remains 2-for-2 indoors, 2-for-2 outdoors. Edmiston 5-for-5. From the field and 1-for-1 beyond. If that is any indication of what's happening. In fact, I'd say it's every indication of what's happening. And Graham and I are having a great time here because this is one heck of a ball game. You couldn't ask for a better game. 31-25. Penguin fans could ask the score to be flipped. But there's a lot of basketball to go. Tawatari has it. We're back underway as the clock rolls. Christopher Schwartz, Edmiston at midcourt to Carl Ornair. Over to Reverend on the left side. Now Rio. And the Penguins are having problems penetrating. Now Josh, top of the key. Josh turns, looks down young. Now Chris, three ball on the way. Edmiston, got it! Edmiston nails another one!
Wow.
How about that for a smooth stroke? Edmiston is perfect tonight. 5-for-5 indoors, 2-for-2 outside. And he'll go to the line. A four-point play. 31-28. Edmiston stands alone on the line with 3:30 to go. Chris got it.
Can't miss.
31-29. The guy's bulletproof. But man, he was hammered after the shot, too. 3:19, he saw it coming like a quarterback and he just stood in there and took it. Penguins on defense now, they trail by two, 31-29. Crum, softly, Crum, good.
He's heating up.
Yeah, Crum is something else. Tawatari comes up, high dribbles, over to Carl. 3 minutes to go, fans. Josh down low, up and under, too easy. Ramirez spins it off the glass, 33-31.
Ramirez started 0-for-4, and now he's really starting to pick it up and score some points.
2:45 to go. Man, these guys are playing so hard, so physical out there. It's just ridiculous how much each of these teams wants to win. Long, long attempt at the three ball by Watkins is a little bit deep. Ramirez and Ornair just swatting the ball away, and the Penguins with a rebound. 2.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail by two. Ornair in the corner. Penguins have trailed all of the first half except for about 15 seconds when they led by one. They tied it up at one point at 23, and Ramirez throws it away. Crum's got it one-on-one against Rio. Crum on the way. Has it batted away? All ball, no whistle. Chris comes out with it. Left side, Mutuakor. No, he missed it. Loose ball. Oh, are you kidding? 1:57 to go.
Crowd would have gone wild if he made that layup.
That was such an incredible block. And it ended up in a perfect shot, but Mutuakor was wrapped up to his credit. But I think it's a shot he feels like he would have made. 1:42 to go, 13 on the shot clock. Mutuakor is posting up against Crum pretty hard. Outside the arc though. Over to Blake Watkins against Tawatari, whistles. Omar Sanchez screamed something, I don't know what it was. He's not happy though. Sanchez was an intense player and he's an even more intense coach. But I'll tell you, when he was a senior, he was one of the high scorers in the league and was such an imposing figure. Blake Watkins on the line. Watkins hammers one off the back of the rim. Hayes re-enters the game for the DUs, and Zachary Young as well. Cortez comes out along with Ramirez, and Russell Davis in for Mutu Akor. Buck and a half to go. Penguins by, check it, down by two. And Watkins will try again. And this one's deep, and he missed both. Hayes comes up with it, and he passes it off to Rio, who goes to Edmiston, who's perfect on the night. Edmiston comes across the D and holds up the index finger indicating the play. Top of the key, Matt, and Edmiston is now under the bucket. Where's he going to appear? Top of the key, Edmiston. He drives in left side, Edmiston softly again. 7 for 7, 2 for 2 outside. Tie game, Edmiston. 1 minute to go in the half. Now Crum backs out, timeout, Hawks. Holy cow. Holy names, holy cow. 1 minute to go, and Omar Sanchez has called a timeout. Can you imagine this Chris Schwartz Edmiston, Graham? The guy's out of control because
really
he's under such control. 7 for 7 indoors, perfect outside, 2 for 2. 33 up. The Penguins need him. We'll be back in 30. Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know is brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, the Alonzo King Lines Ballet BFA program was created in 2006. The curriculum focuses on ballet while providing liberal arts studies, specialized dance, history, and music courses, as well as extensive training in modern and other dance forms. This program is designed for career-oriented pre-professional dancers. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
57.6 seconds to go, everybody. 33 up. Edmiston, Hayes, Davis, Ornair, and Tauatari on the floor for Booker. Tie game. Clock rolls. Hawks ball. Toreno Wynn brings it in. He gets it to Crum on the left wing against Davis, who goes up easily. Too much. Ornair with the rebound. And a foul committed on the play. Zachary Young. That's his second going after the ball against Carl, who'll go to the line.
That's big. That is not a smart foul. Carl Ornair just hold on to the ball and drew the foul, and that's going to be free throws.
It was Ornair's rebound all the way. You're right. There was no question about that. 46 seconds on the clock, and Ornair gets a couple of freebies. The Swede, the swish. And for the first time in what seems like an eternity, the Penguins lead, but is one. It's been a while. Carl misses the second one deep. And the rebound goes the way of the Hawks. Penguins by one, clock rolls 42 seconds. Crum brings it up, and a quick word with Coach Sanchez. Crum right here in front of the broadcasting area. He's got Davis staring him down. Davis with the high hose also. Crum, the 5'11 senior, drifts over to Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, passes it off to Weeble, hits him in the foot. Edmiston comes up with it. Penguin ball, 16 seconds. Coach calls out the play. Tauatari holds up the left hand. 10 seconds in the half. Can the Penguins score for the locker room? Here's Edmiston on the way. He knocks it down. Edmiston from the right side. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston with a perfect half. 36-33. Edmiston did not miss in the first half. He didn't miss a single shot. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, 36-33 for the DUs. But not that it's all Edmiston, but Booker goes to him when the Penguins needed it most, and he never missed a shot, Graham. 36-33 at halftime. What can you say about him? Outside, indoors, outdoor, it doesn't matter.
I have no words.
It was really an amazing half. Edmiston was perfect. How often do you see something like that? Holy cow, and the Penguins milked the clock of the half. Waited with 11 seconds, Tauatari was able to get it over to the right side, and Edmiston was able to drain the running deuce from the right baseline to put the Penguins up 36-33 as we go into the half. Oh my goodness.
Well, he took that drive, and he just has that beautiful touch, that soft touch, and when he threw up that floater, I had no doubt that it was going in.
Yeah, no, it was in all the way, you're absolutely right. 14 minutes to go in the half, everybody. Graham and I will be back with the conclusion of tonight's game. 36-33, NC2A Division II basketball. Penguins and the Cross Bay rivals, the Hawks, at a Holy Names University. Wow, what a first half. And the second half looks to be pretty darn good as well. We'll be back in 14 minutes, Penguin Radio.
Grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you.
Open that a miracle happens. You pray that the judge. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. About a minute to go until we get the second half of this one back underway. What a night. Everybody in the place talking about Christopher Schwartz Edmiston and his perfect first half. And my trusty sidekick, Graham Gillis, is alongside. And he's got some interesting stats to bring to you right now.
So Chris Schwartz Edmiston, obviously, 8-for-8 on field goal, 2-for-2 on three-pointers, and 1-for-1 on free throws. Without Chris Schwartz Edmiston, the Penguins are 4-of-18 on field goals and 2-of-6 on threes. He is making such an impact on this game, and he's why they're even close.
Can you imagine? 36-33, the Penguins are up. What about rebounding? What do you got there?
On rebounds, we have 5 from Matt Hayes, the guard. That's pretty good from a guard. He's getting down low, and he's getting some boards. We have 3 from Josh Armstrong, another guard who's going down low and just getting rebounds. Josh Ramirez is not doing anything on the boards. He's not really making a huge impact, but the guards are. They're getting down low and they're just fighting.
That's what Booker's got, the scrappy guys, you know? Just because they're guards doesn't mean they can't have an impact defensively. And clearly ours are. Here we go, 20 minutes overhead, 36-33. We're back underway, Hawks ball. Both teams have changed ends, and the Penguins will be attacking the northern hoop. Thus, they are defending the southern. Off to our left, and the first shot from the night in the second half is a rejection by Weeble, and Mutuakor gets a hand on it. Ornair, Tauatari, Reverend, Ramirez, and Hayes out on the floor for Booker T. Harris with 19 and a half to go. Hayes to the right side, Carl, stepping it up. Now Ramirez on top of the key. Drives in. Oh, and he rams into Zach Young. Zach was moving. And it's on Young. Young had not come set. The lane opened up. Ramirez drove down it, and Young flanked him. Young has the right wrist taped up, and that's the first foul of the second half. Penguin ball on the inbounds. Now Hayes has it, 19 and a half. Top of the key, thinking three, no. Mutuakor over to Rev, top of the key, lane violation. Off ball, Zachary Rauer, the 6'9 freshman out of Beaver Creek, Ohio. Not Ohio. He went to Spire Academy. I started getting ahead of myself. 19:20 to go. Penguins up by 3, and they have it on the short end again. Inbounds to Hayes. Three ball Hayes, and loose ball. Mutuakor comes up with it. I thought Hayes had buried it from about 22 feet right in front of us. And way across the court, the Penguins come up with it. Rev, three ball in the corner, deep. And Crum comes up with it. Crum to the other end very quickly as Tawatari in his face. They go three ball in the corner, in and out. Somehow the Hawks can't get it to score. Instead, Blake Watkins, who took the shot, somehow ends up with a ball.
Hey, if that was Chris, that would have gone in.
Weeble then throws it back over to Crum, and they're going to reset with 17 on the shot. Crum drives, top of the key. Crum on the way, missed it way right. Loose ball, Tawatari. Passes it off to the speeding Hayes with 18 and a half to go. Rio brings it up, and Booker comes out of the crouch up, straight up, calls out the play. Tawatari passes it over to Hornair on the left side, now to Rio. Drifting, drifting. Rio in the key, now outside. Hayes drives baseline. Hayes has nowhere to go. Gives it off to Armstrong in the middle of the lane. Good! 18 minutes to go. Penguins by 5, 38-33. What a play. Hayes found Ramirez amongst a group of Hawks. No way. Backing up on it, Weeble from 18 feet. Ramirez with a rebound, and he's able to deke around Watkins. It's 4-on-5. The Penguins have numbers. And he gets it back, and Ramirez buries the two, 40-33. The Penguins with four unanswered. Timeout, Sanchez. Hawks want to sit. 17-39. What a way to come back, Graham.
Well, I thought it was going to be a problem with not having Chris Schwartz-Edmiston coming off starting in the second half, but I guess they're just going to go out and then they're going to bring Schwartz-Edmiston off the bench, and that could make an even greater impact.
Well, you're right. Here's the thing. I think it's totally psychological, don't you? Knowing that Schwartz-Edmiston with a perfect first half is sitting on the bench. You talk about depth, right? The other team knows, even if they creep back, now down by seven are the Hawks, even if they creep back, they've got Schwartz-Edmiston sitting there lying in wait, who has a perfect game going. And Booker's just going to hold him until he needs him. 40-33. Yeah, that's poker face right there, man. Leaving Edmiston on the bench for now. Now we're only 2.5 minutes into it.
You know, and then you can get all these other players going, and then you bring him in, and he just adds to it. It's going to be great.
It could very well be. The one thing is the Hawks are employing this single-dimension attack with Josh Crum, who's 5-for-15 on the floor. He took one shot outside the arc and missed it. Otherwise, Zach Young is 4-for-4 from the floor and 2-for-3 from the free throw line. The reason, you know, Young is having a big impact also because he has 4 rebounds, where Weeble only is 5, and that's the leader on the floor. Hayes with 5 as well. 17:39 to go. The Penguins by 7. Hawks ball sideline. Inbounds. Blake Watkins clock rolls. Tawatari's in his face. Crum 5-for-15 is now outside to Weeble. Drives in. Weeble cannot get it to fall. Check it. That was Young. Penguins with the rebound. Matt Hayes has it. Booker's up on his feet. Ornair. Booker's calling out the play. Oh, Ramirez had it. Thought about going outside, took it in left side, was short, and whistles. And the foul committed by Carl Ornair. 40-33. Crum picks it up at midcourt as the ball rolls in. Penguin women successful tonight. 17 minutes exactly. Hawks setting up a big play outside, thinking about, oh, with a nice foot fake by Cortez, and one drops, 40-35. Good play by Cortez.
And that's what the Hawks needed. They needed somebody else than Josh Crum to score. He's been the only part of their attack tonight.
Omar Sanchez and his group of guys are 5 down. Hayes to Tawatari on the left wing. Ornair. Tawatari, 3-ball from the corner. Good! Left corner, Rio.
He hasn't missed a 3 tonight either. He is 3-for-3 on threes.
43-35. And an air ball out of Crum from the top of the key. And that's not what the Hawks need. The Hawks need confident shooters. And they've got two great shooters who fired up air balls tonight.
And just an air ball. I mean, a miss is one thing, but an air ball can really shake a guy.
Absolutely. 16 minutes to go, fans. The Penguins by eight. Hayes has got it across the timeline to Tauatari, who takes it to the top of the key, and he's going to reset things. It's no easy task with Torino Wynn in his face. Down low. And the Penguins, Josh Ramirez takes it in from the left side. And that was a little too easy, Grim.
Yeah, there's no defense. He's just splitting them.
43-35, 15-35 to go. Weeble's got it. He goes down low to Young. Young is fouled on his way up.
Well, the way this game is going right now, Stu, I don't see any reason to bring Schwartz Edmundston back in the game. Maybe to give some guys a rest, but I don't really see any other reason.
8-point game. Check it, 10-point game now, 15-31, and a foul was committed against Zachary Young. However, there's a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio broadcasting live. Courtside, Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Graham Gillis, your broadcasters for tonight's game. All the Penguin fans out there worldwide listening, welcome. Penguin students packing up, getting ready to come back to school. It's pretty exciting. Another 10 days of vacation and you're back here. And we can't wait to get you back. 15:30. No, it'll be nice to see everybody and to have you back at the games live. Because a pretty sparse audience without our, you know, a lot of people from the community come out, but it may be, I don't know, what do you think, 150 people in the house tonight? Maybe.
Well, there was earlier. I've seen a lot of people get up and leave, probably during halftime, I think.
Really surprised with all that's going on. At halftime is such a close game. Edmundston with a perfect game. Will we see him in the second half? As a fan, I sure hope so. I'd love to see him in here a little bit more. See if he can hold on. I mean, how often do you get to see a perfect game?
That's true.
He's halfway through the night. But with 8 for 8 from the field, 2 for 2 from the beyond the arc, and perfect from the free throw line. 15:31 to go. We're back, folks. 45-35. Penguins are beginning to pull away. But nowhere in the comfort zone. Two shots coming up for Zach Young. Young, a 6'7 freshman. On the way, and that first one is good. Conlon center falls silent. The second one rattles home. It bounced 3 times on the rim and fell. Penguins by 8. Tauatari gets it on the inbounds. Full court pressure employed by the Hawks. Tauatari now top of the key. Oh, to Hayes, who butterfingers it but gets it back. Ball's a little slippery right now. Reverend's got it. Rev against Wynn. Now driving in Rio. No looks over to Ramirez. Off the window! Are you kidding? What a play! Tauatari with an incredible no look from close range. Well, Tauatari goes in among all those bodies, Graham. And how in the world did Ramirez get a handle on it? He couldn't have seen it coming. He had to just expect it as Seth gets ready to re-enter the game.
That was a crazy play right
there. That was a crazy play. And now there's a hand check on Ornair as Jonathan Cortez drifted across the lane. So Ornair picks up his second. 3 on the team, and here comes Edmundston.
Going with a small lineup right now. 4 guards and Josh Ramirez.
Seth Turner and Christopher Schwartz Edmundston have re-entered the game. Left side, Zach Young drives, shot on goal, and it was blocked away, and somehow Ramirez comes up with it. Here comes Rio as hard as he can. Backs, turns around, over to the right side. Edmundston, 3 ball on the way. He's got another one! Edmundston from the corner just knocked down another tray ball, 50-37. Oh, brother, and driving in left, right, left. Josh Crum has it batted away and a whistle. Edmiston gets it, and he turns to gold. Fouls on Hayes, his second.
They're just pulling away now.
50-37. And Crum flails at one from the free throw line. Not close. .1409, and Crum's second one is good. What a pleasure it is to watch. Edmiston gets the ball, and you just feel it going. Wow, what a night for Christopher Schwartz Edmiston. 14 minutes to go. Hayes, right side. Edmiston's got it, top of the key. Softly back over to Hayes in the corner. Drives in, Hayes, working it. Hayes dump off, Ramirez on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. Zach Young with a rebound. Young brings it up across the middle and backs it up to Crum. Crum takes a screen, drives in against Josh, too much window. Loose ball, everybody's after it. Tipped up, turned around. Young can't get a hand on it long enough to fire off the shot. Whistles before the shot, waved off.
Called it foul on Schwartz Edmiston there, and he wasn't even involved in the play. I believe that was Matt Hayes who got tangled up in there.
They call it on Schwartz Edmiston, you're right.
Double stagger.
It was either off ball or they mixed it up with Hayes. Crum's got it up and under, too easy, foul. Up and under, that was an incredible play as he went baseline left to the right side and was fouled. Somebody batted him in the head as he spun it off the window. That guy can play.
He really can.
There's a reason that he's the point guard. Like any point guard in this league, there's a reason you make it that far because you are a ball handler. And I'll say his socks are pretty killer too. He's got on some crazy Salvador Dali looking socks that are really cool. Here we go, 13:22 to go. As Seth threw it away. It was intended for Rio, but Rio wasn't even looking. And somehow working it to the other end is Torreno Wynn, and he goes up, score the basket and the foul.
Now this is not good. This is not what you want to give the Hawks. You don't want to give them any momentum to just let them claw their way back into the game.
13:15 to go, 50-43. Yeah, you're right. 3 minutes ago, it looked like the Hawks were laying an egg. And now it's a whole different deal. It's a 7-point game, and they've got Torreno Wynn on the line and a ton of momentum. Conference game. After the Penguins came off one 48 hours ago, that was a nightmare. This one rattles home. And now it's a 6-point game. Pardon me, sir.
Torreno Wynn comes off limping after that play. He looked like he was a little gingerly walking, coming up to the free throw line, but he had to come out.
So Wynn comes out and Watkins comes back in his place. Penguins bringing it up and now full court pressure. And Seth walked with it, and there's that deke. It happened earlier to Ornair, and now Thomas just can't get a handle on the ball.
And we saw it quite a few times in the women's game.
So Josh Armstrong returns, the 6'3" junior, and Seth will take a break and think about things. You get the ball passed to you, it's almost as if you have to decide what to do with it before you get it. And Crum comes up with it. Oh, and Davis comes across midcourt and slams into Julian Clark. And Davis hits his right ear on Davis's shoulder or somebody's shoulder. And he went down really hard.
Now he's holding his neck. That's not good.
Yeah, I don't know if he hurt. It looked like he may have hurt his neck or hit his temple, his right temple.
Now he looks fine.
and now Booker wants a timeout. And I think that's a good call. Davis's shoulder and head and ear and everything. He hit everything with 13 minutes exactly. 50-44, everybody. And this is getting a little tighter than Penguin fans wanted to see. We're going to be back in 30 seconds with the final 13 minutes of this one right here on Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu at Dominican University of California.
I'm right.
Right now.
Crum knocks down the first one. And the second one is good as well. And the Hawks are clawing their way back. They've dug their talons in and they're serious about this. 50-46, clock rolls, we're inside of 13. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston is back in the game, along with Quentin Mendoza working the point. Josh Armstrong, Davis, and Ramirez. Left side, Edmiston, three ball on the way. Oh. Yes! Christopher Schwartz Edmiston does it again! 53-46, unbelievable performance. Edmiston so smooth. He sees the clean look and knows when to take it as well as anybody. Maybe better than anybody. 12:22 to go. Whistles on the shot by Crum on the left wing.
10 for 10. 4 of 4 on threes.
Zach Young with a foul. His fourth. 12:21 to go. 53-46. Edmiston having a night. Driving in Armstrong. Under the bucket, Armstrong. He's all alone off the window. Too easy, Armstrong! Over the top of Cortez. Over the top of Zachary Young, I mean. Shot on goal on the other side is a little too easy, as Young is able to bury it. 55-48, 11:44 to go. Mendoza brings it up. Booker's on his feet again. Booker's on the prowl in front of the Penguin bench. Back and forth like a caged animal. Josh Armstrong, kick out. Edmiston, top of the key, good! 57-48, Edmiston again. He's bulletproof. 11-18. Incredible. Just incredible.
27 points.
11-11. Crum misses it way right. Tipped out of bounds. Penguin ball.
I have never seen this at any level of basketball. 11 shots without missing.
Division II, NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Broadcasting from Dominican University of California on Penguin Radio. Edmiston, perfect, 11 minutes to go. Edmiston, 27 points, 11 minutes to go. We're back in 30. Well, well, well. You can imagine what everybody's talking about here on Media Row. Edmiston, 11 for 11 field, 4 for 4 outside. Perfect from the line. Kidding me? It's just incredible. 11:07, what a pleasure it is to watch. 57-48 Penguins. Still got work to do. A little more than one quarter's work to go. And Mendoza brings it up. He works it down low to Armstrong, who had a pretty easy shot by his standards and didn't get it to go. Crum's got it left side against Davis, who blocks it away. And Davis with a big rejection, no foul, and Davis is pumped.
This is what you were talking about, Stu. They have no other attack than using Joshua Crum right now.
They just keep using Crum in that single dimension. You're right. And they get it inbounds to Crum, who's in the corner. And Crum has taken three times as many shots as anybody else.
Well, Stu, you have to think, Crum being a senior, what are they going to do for offense next year?
You know, I'm looking at Holy Names and their assistant coach. There's a young guy down there named Gerald Lowe I want to talk to. I remember Lowe from, he graduated maybe 10 or 12 years ago. And I remember him as a real tough player. I remember he used to wear 00. And now I see he's on the coaching squad. I was looking down there thinking, I recognize that guy. Here we go, fans. 10-19, Armstrong off the window from close range. He's missed two very close shots that he tends to make. Crum now left side. Crum has nowhere to put it. He kicks out to Watkins on the way. Watkins is fouled by Mendoza on the shot. No bucket. Foul is called on Mendoza. 10:06 to go. 57-48.
Watkins at the line.
Three shots. Watkins on the line. So I'm looking down at Gerald Lowe, and I remember his number from all those years ago when he used to be so tough on the Penguins. Blake Watkins buries the first one. Hope I get a chance to talk to him afterward. Always a real imposing figure. Just scared the Penguins to death. He's too bigger than everybody. Second one's good. And since it was a three-point play on which the foul occurred, he'll get another one.
I wonder what the record is for most field goal shot without a miss.
Cortez enters, re-enters the game and gives, well, he gave somebody a break. I don't know who came out because it certainly wasn't Crum. The third one's good, 57-51. Clock rolls 10 minutes exactly, everybody. Mendoza's going to bring it up and a whistle. And Crum off ball picks up his first personal. So Mendoza will have it for the DUs right under the bucket. And they get it into Edmiston, who does not have a look. Edmiston fires across to Davis. Top of the key, over to Ramirez. Now Davis again, head fake, drives in, has a clean look out of the lane. Hayes on the way. Oh, check it, that's not Hayes. That was Armstrong. Penguins with the rebound and the put back by Davis. Davis with perfect handwork, excellent timing, 59-51. It was just in the right place at the right moment. 59-51, 9.5 to go. Crum's got it on the left wing. Crum, three ball on the way. In and out, Ramirez rebound. Edmiston's got it across the timeline. Edmiston now at the top of the key out on the left side. Fires across to Armstrong, now top to Mendoza, left side. Armstrong again, driving in. Ramirez gets tangled up and fouled on the way. Reese Weibel knocked him around. That's the second on Weibel, 9 minutes exactly. Ramirez on the line. Backspin and perfect. Hornaer re-enters. Armstrong to take a break. Davis, Hornaer, Edmiston, Mendoza. And the second one is no good. Davis with a rebound and fought for it. Coach calls out the play right in front of the Penguin bench. They pass it off to Edmiston and dump it home. Ornair's able to soft it in there. After CSE, Christopher Schwartz Edmiston is able to set him up. 62-51 with a perfect give and go, 8:33 to go. Penguins on D, up and under. And Weibel had nothing. That's too much defense. Weibel had absolutely nothing with which to work. 8:23 to go as Matt Hayes gets ready to re-enter with Rio. Penguins by 11 now. Starting to pull away again. Weibel Weibel, the 6'7 freshman on the line, and he rattles this one out. Edmiston. And Ramirez out of the game. CJ Thomas has entered the game for the first time tonight. Good old number 25, CJ, 63, checking 62-51. The second one went 8-23. Rio brings it up. Left side, Hayes. Hayes out on the wing. Now Ornair and Rio. Davis way outside, too far to shoot. Ornair thinking about it. Rio with 8-12 to go. CJ's down low. He's getting posted up pretty hard. CJ's getting whacked around by Julian Clark. Now they drive it down low. And Davis, softly Davis. Crum puts his hand in it. Russell scores. 64-52 inside of 8 minutes. Crum drives in. Crum, oh, what? I thought he spun. Did everybody in the play see it? It was a walk, but a delayed call. Graham and I both saw the walk and nobody whistled. Finally, after I said what, all the whistles in the house went off. 64-52, an immediate timeout. 7:49 to go. The Penguins lead is 12. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio with the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. We're back in 30.
Come at me, I'ma rip your soldiers in half. Silverback ape, nickel-plated mag. Young, rich, and flashy. Young, I'm nasty on black clothes. The ice lay on me so classy. And every time I close my lids, I can still see the barrel. I can still see the bridge. Can still see the dreams that they never lived to see. Tell them angels open the door for me. From nine Berettas and moving raw. The chilling and wine selling sticks and humidors. That's what I call mature. That's what I call a G. That's what I call a pimp. That's what I call a gangster. To the fullest. I'm trying to make more cream by every September 14th. That's my dream, so I can be more clean. As I grow yearly, I can see things more clearly. That's why they fear me.
7:49 to go, 64-52. Hey, Graham and I are cracking up over that last call. His Crum went in and spun 360 and dragging both feet. Both feet were sliding all over the place and no whistles were going, and finally they did. For a second, I thought Graham and I were the only guys in the audience to see it. But apparently the refs also saw it. 7.5, Rio's got it. Rio's in there with Matt Hayes and throws it away off the hand of CJ Thomas, who was down low on the left side. Tawatari, Hayes, Davis, Ornair, and Thomas on the floor for Booker. 7.5. And Crum picks up the ball as it rolls in. Penguins by 12, coming down the stretch. Still plenty of times. Plenty of time. Anything can happen as Watkins throws it over left side to Crum, who takes it himself, and Crum off the window, and that's good. And that makes Crum 8-for-23 on the evening. Matt Hayes has it right side. Davis with a head fake. Doesn't want to try and fire over Watkins. He'll back it out and reset. Ornair surveys, has nowhere to go with it. Hayes now. Hayes to Tawatari. Tawatari picks up a screen from CJ and fires from long range. A long deuce is good from straight away. 66-54, big jumper. Julian Clark gets ready to re-enter the game at 6.5 to go. Weibel's got it, and he has to kick out to Crum, who goes between the legs. Crum, soft jumper, left elbow, that's good. Very nice move. 9-for-24 is Crum. Rio brings it up, high dribbling. Ornair on the left side, back to Tawatari on the left wing. Hayes. Hayes got the fresh new haircut. And CJ driving in, Rio. Rio.
Rio!
Straight away.
Crum and Rio trading shots right now.
68-56. Well, the Penguins can afford to match baskets a little bit right here. 5:46 as the clock rolls. Weibel has Matt Hayes plastered to him. Weibel picks up a big screen from Cortez, a big guy at 6'6". Sets it back off to Crum. Now they dump it away. Oh, and Rio gets in and forces the issue as the pass off to Watkins stops the clock at 5:31.
Rio's playing his heart out right now. He's giving his all for the team.
Watkins at the line for Holyman.
Blake Watkins on the line, the 6'1 senior out of San Diego. Will stand on the line. 68-57 now as the first one falls.
Clark returns for the Hawks. The Redmond returns for the Penguins.
Davis, after a good showing, heads to the bench. Good work out of that, out of Davis, as Mutuakor comes back in. 68-57, and Watkins knocks down the second one. 5.5 to go. Penguins bring it up. Hayes on the left wing. CJ to the right side. Mutuakor, good foot fake against Weibel. Passes it back out and top of the key. Rio resets. Rio charge. 5:12. 68-58, the foul is committed by Thomas.
It looked like they pushed C.J. Thomas into him. I don't think that he necessarily committed a foul.
Well, the Penguins coaching squad said that exact thing. They said they pushed him into him. 5:05, the clock rolls. Either way, it's Hawks ball. Crum, right side. Weibel, left wing, air ball.
See, that's the thing. They're figuring it out. They know Josh Crum's going to try to take a shot.
Here's Hayes over to the right side. Ornaire had a clean look. Didn't take it. As the Penguins get the ball back on the easy turnover, Reverend's got it top of the key. Right side, Tauatari. To Ornaire, three ball on the way. Good call! Ornaire from 25 feet knocks it in. 71-58, that's huge inside of 4.5. Weibel's got it to Crum, and that's your 1-2 punch for the Hawks. And you could make an argument that that's about it. Watkins has it at the top of the key. Long jumper by Crum is no good. CJ hauls it in. 4 minutes to go. Mutuakor all alone. Passes it back outside. Penguins are going to slow things down. Ornaire had a clean look but didn't take it. And not a bad idea just to work the clock now. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Hayes in and out from three. Hawks ball. 3:48 to go in this one, 71-58. Do the Penguins have it in control? We'll have the conclusion of this one when we come back right here on Penguin Radio. NC2A Division II Basketball, radio.dominican.edu.
And I know every scene by heart. They all went by so fast. If she's passing back this way, well, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up. If she...
No, I hate that song. 3:48 to go. I had to switch it. I can't stand that song. At some point, you know, you got to draw the line. End of the timeout has come. 71-58, everybody. The Penguins in the double bonus. 3:48 to go in this one. Penguin women already got their win tonight under Coach Tim Lacoste. And can the Penguin men get it done as well? 71-58. Whoa. And Josh Crum, 9 for 25. So you got Crum, 9 for 25. The only guy even close, Blake Watkins, 2 for 7. Young is 4 for 7. So at this point, 71-58, 3:44 to go. The Penguins just need to kind of hold on, and there's a soft jumper from the right corner by Reese Weibel. 71-60, Edmonton gets ready to come back in. 3.5. You're witnessing history here, folks. 3.5 minutes, and Edmonton is going to play some more. Ornaire, top of the key, right side. Tauatari's got it on the right wing, drives in, low bounce pass to CJ. CJ is fouled and buckles. CJ looked like a pretzel, he got hit so hard. 71-60 with 3:14 to go, and Edmonton's gonna get a chance. Dominican fans have one cumulative stomach ache thinking about Edmonton coming in on a perfect game. CJ on the line, first one's good. Thomas with a nice smooth stroke. Wide open stance, on the way. Yes, made them both, and here comes CSC. 3:14 to go, Edmonton perfect on the night. He's got 3 minutes left. We're on the brink of something huge here, folks. If Edmonton can keep this going. He is perfect on the night. Edmonton 11 for 11 from the field. 4 for 4 outside and perfect from the line. 3 minutes exactly. 73-60 Penguins. Watkins way out on the right wing, being blocked by Tauatari. Now he passes it off to Crum, and Hayes hits the deck. Watkins. Oh, he had a clean look, didn't take it. Missed it a mile right. Edmonton with a rebound. Edmonton to Tauatari, 2:45 to go. Penguins by 13. Booker's got this in hand. Now the Penguins just need to work the clock. 18 on the shot clock. And they gotta go easy on the shot clock now. Don't do anything nuts. Out on the wing, left side. Edmonton missed his first shot of the night on the runner. Edmonton from close range actually missed one, 73-60. 2 minutes and 16 seconds from the end, and Edmonton, his run toward history ends. The runner from the left side does not fall. 2:11, 73-62, timeout Hawks. We'll be right back while Graham and I go cry. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back, everybody.
The last thing that I do is bring you down. I bleed out for you. So I bare my skin and I count my sins and I close my eyes and I take it in. I'm bleeding out. I'm bleeding out for you. For you.
Two 11 to go. Pretty good run there, though, out of Christopher Schwartz Edmonton. 11 for 11 from the floor, 4 for 4 outside, and perfect from the line. And he missed an easy runner from 4 feet. Isn't that funny how you can miss probably the easiest shot he took all night?
Yeah, it really was.
And he's not the kind of guy to get tense about it.
Yeah, there's no effect on him right now.
No, he's one of those guys that's so cool and collected. He's the last guy that seemed to care about it, although when we took that 45-second break, I talked to at least six people, including one of the coaches, who was just everybody shaking their head like, wow, Edmonton, we were witnessing history. Here he is on the line, Christopher Schwartz Edmonton. On the way, and of course, that is perfect, 74-62.
What else would happen?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he misses another one the next couple games. What a performance by Edmonton out of Sacramento, and he makes both free throws. 2:11 to go. Crum brings it up. Clock rolls. Penguins by 13. Crum being flanked by Mutuakor. And now a soft jumper by Julian Clark. Straight away, he missed it, but the put back by Zachary Young is good. Inside of 2 minutes now, and the Penguins are really going to work the clock. They've got 30 seconds on the shot clock. 1:48 to go. Edmiston out on the left wing. Now Tauatari. And they work it down low. Very good move by Matt Hayes on the baseline, left side in the post, to work it over to Tauatari right under the bug in the restricted area to knock it down, 77-64. Long jumper by Weibel on the right wing is no good. 1:20 to go. 77-64. Edmiston's got it on a long pass across the court from Mudu-Akor. Zachary Young is right in his face. Young looking right at Edmiston's hands, and Edmiston gets called on a travel.
I think that was a carry on that one.
1:08 to go. Yeah, he pinched it between his hip and kind of cupped it a little bit. And we're inside of a minute now, and the Penguins lead is 13. And up and under goes Crum, and that's good for a deuce. And now the Penguins are going to... Omar Sanchez wants a timeout. Somebody wants a timeout. Yeah. Hawks want a timeout, or a whistle, I believe. I think Sanchez... You know, back in the day, in the old NAIA days, these two teams, I'm telling you, it was like the Giants and the Dodgers, as Mudu-Akor will go to the line. Then these teams, I don't want to say that they hated one another, but when it came to athletics, it was as competitive as an atmosphere as I've ever seen. And there was an interesting game that happened here in the Conlon Center when the Holy Names women came in. They, at that time in the CalPAC, they had 52 consecutive wins. The dominance was so great of the Holy Names women. And, of course, they hated Dominican, and they came in, and we had a young lady named Katie Christensen on the team who was a great forward. Graduated about 2004, I would say, maybe 2005. And her brother, Tommy, played on the men's team. And the game came down to the final seconds as Mudu-Akor knocks them both down. We're inside of a minute, and the Penguins have this one under control as Crum's got it from the top of the key. And Crum buries a long three, and it's 79-69. Well, what happened, Graham, is at the end of the game, the clock ran out, and the game was tied. But in the final second of the game, there was a foul against Katie Christensen. So with no time on the clock, she was fouled, and the game was tied. And she stood at that hoop, the one on the northern end, with and the place was going insane. And they had won 52 games in a row, the Lady Hawks. And Christensen had two free throws, and she missed the first one. And she made the second one to break the Hawks streak.
That's actually happened to me before on a last second throw, you know, just heaving it up from half court at the end of a quarter or a half or something like that.
Yeah.
And you get free throws, no time left.
Well, in that kind of a game, as Tauatari fires off from the free throw line, it's a little bit deep, and Hayes gets slammed to the floor. It was just it was sort of a momentous, you know, event. They had been so long dominant in the league, 80-69, as Hayes goes to the line after having been slammed to the floor. And I will give a shout-out to the two ladies I remember on the Hawks team, Natalia Ricks and, no, let's see, Lynette Ricks and Natalia Jonas, two of the greatest women basketball players I've ever seen in my life, who played for Holy Names back in those days. And we're part of that great run, 81-69. Can you imagine 50 games in conference? 52 games in conference in a row, and the Penguins got them. 45 seconds to go, 82-69. Here we go, back underway as I reminisce about days of old again between these two rivals. Watkins buries a long three, 39 seconds to go. Mudu-Akor brings it in. He's got it in the backcourt. Clock rolls, he's fouled. And that's all the Hawks can do at this point. He's got to foul like crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty much over at this point, it's safe to say.
Well, 11 points in 35 seconds, no way. You know, our old women's basketball coach, Scott Davis, used to say 11 points in 3 minutes is doable, but not 11 points in 30 seconds. There's no way you can lose a game 11 points in 30 seconds. Now, has it happened? It's happened. But not when you have a coach like Booker T. Harris. It ain't going to happen. Mudokor on the line. And the first one is perfect. And the margin continues to grow, 83-71. Yes, mathematically it can happen. Physically it can happen. Likelihood, you would not bet in favor of it happening. Mudokor on the way, and it's perfect. And now it's 13 with 35 seconds, and a timeout has been called by Booker. So he's not going to take this one lightly. There's a possibility that the Hawks could put some crazy run together, but you know, 13 points in 35 seconds is almost mathematically impossible when you consider the shot clock. Now, here's the only way it can work. For those of you who've hung around long enough to listen to this, you got 30 seconds on the shot clock and 35.8 seconds left in the game. So the Penguins get the ball in the inbounds, 2 seconds in, they're fouled, free throw missed, 3 points on the other end, that's 5 seconds. Can you do that 6 times? Probably not, because you're not going to make them all. You're going to have to do that 6 times. The Penguins are going to figure out a way to work it in the backcourt to burn a few seconds off here and there.
Unless the Hawks have Stephen Curry on their team, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
And they don't. Crum is good, but 84-71. And the Hawks have the ball in the inbounds, and the clock rolls 33 seconds. And bringing it up quickly is Crum, and he takes it himself and turns it around and throws the ball away. And Tauatari knocks it away, and everybody dives on it to the other side. Tauatari's got it on the end line, and he maintains control. 20 seconds. Somehow, Tauatari with a steal of the night. Left side, Mudokor. Penguins have it. Booker's up. He says, hold the ball. 12 seconds to go, and the Penguins are going to have a victory. 7. Edmiston has it. 4. 3 on a near-perfect night. Edmiston ends up with the ball. And the Penguins move to 3-2 in conference play. The Hawks 2-4 on a night when Christopher Schwartz Edmiston is near-perfect. 11 for 12 from the field. 4 for 4 from outside the arc. And 3 for 3. 3 for 3 from the line. And Edmiston is being recognized by Mark Carlson. And we want to thank everybody for staying with us. 84-71, the final. Booker and the guys get it done. We'll be here 48 hours from now. Notre Dame will be in the house. The Argonauts, 5:30 women, 7:30 men, Saturday, the 9th of January. Notre Dame, Penguins. We'll see you then. Thank you for spending your night with Graham and I right here on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. Penguins win. Penguin women win. It's a Penguin night here in San Rafael.